in. Always a pleasure to have him. He is the state senator, James Gorin, with us for a couple of minutes on this very important day of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, of course. And cash bail reform has been at the center, as far as the new law is concerned, of conversation over the past couple of weeks. And we welcome the state senator. Always a welcomed addition, as I say. We wish him a happy new year. Sir, how are you? Welcome back.
Good, Jay. How are you?
It's great to have you. I'm doing fine. You know, Senator, it's been the topic. You know, it's been a hot one. The back and forth and everything else regarding the bail reform law in place. I know you have teamed up with Monica Martinez, Senator Martinez, on some amended legislation in essence. But first, just give me your assessment since the first of the year of what's transpired, what needs to be done, and why you have acted here.
Well, last year we filed legislation to try to amend the legislation to simply provide judicial discretion to judges. So we give the power to judges to make decisions if they think there is a public safety need to remand somebody, whether it's to remand them to protect the community or in some cases to protect themselves, especially people who have drug addictions. What has changed is that since we have filed the legislation last spring, momentum has now been building up in support of it. And I think a lot of our colleagues who were not willing to go along with some of these revisions last year are now looking towards doing this.
Senator, revisions are just fine and dandy when it comes to situations of this nature. But, you know, many are saying, why not an all-out moratorium until this thing can be fixed properly as far as the proper amended pieces that are needed in this particular law? Why not just saying, you know what, time out here. Let's talk. Let's put a moratorium on things. Why not that road?
Because there's actually an easier and quicker way to do it, and that is just to pass a law that says in all circumstances where a judge feels there is a danger to the community, that we give the judge the judicial discretion. That's all we're talking about here. You know, simply repealing a law and then having no law and not sure what the law is, probably doesn't make a lot of sense because it doesn't automatically revert to the old law. What we need to do here is pass legislation that says every judge gets to make a decision based on his or her concerns for the community, concerns to protect society.
Talking with State Senator Jim Gorin. Now, listen, I agree with you. You know, as far as the judges and everything else, that needs to change, to give them the discretion to consider. Of course, I've said this, overall public safety is certainly at risk here, no matter what the charges in deciding whether a suspect. See, that's my thing. No matter what the charges are, judges have to have that discretion, in my opinion, in deciding whether a suspect needs to be jailed pending trial. I mean, there's a reason why, Senator. 47 states, including New Jersey, by the way, have now given judges that authority, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And, you know, different states have different ways of going about it. I'm actually been spending 2-3 hours a day up in Albany working with colleagues, working with the colleagues who were big proponents of this legislation in the first place to try to get some changes. Obviously, somebody littering on the street or, illegally parking at a beach, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about serious crimes, people who are committing felonies, people, who are, posing a risk to society. And we simply have to give the judge the ability to review the particular situation and then make a decision.
Talking with State Senator Jim Gorin. Senator, here's my thing, and that's, one of the reasons why I think a moratorium should be in place until, everything is discussed and maybe amended. Not only the judge's portion of it all, which, obviously is the focus upon your amended legislation along with Senator Martinez, but also, when you look at other aspects of this, I'm talking about the disclosure portion of things. As far as, the presumption on rapid disclosure of victim and witness information. I'm very concerned about discovery requirements here. You know, you're at a level now that, you know, prosecutors and everything else have now, you know, the pendulum has now switched as far as defense attorneys. They can actually game the system by gumming up the works until the prosecution actually gives in. What about those aspects? Those are formidable situations all involved regarding this new law. I mean, why not look at those two things?
There is actually legislation, some of which I've sponsored, dealing with that. Some has also been sponsored by Senator John Brooks, and including legislation that is very particularly looking at village courts and some of the problems and costs that the new discovery laws have imposed upon them. So we're hoping to, you know, to move forward with that again. But again, simply just repealing what's there without replacing it does not legally revert you to the old law. We have to move forward with a law that fixes this.
How long will it actually take to put these amended pieces in place rather than just a complete repeal and at least have both sides kind of caucus together and figure it out? I mean, what kind of a time frame are we looking at here?
My time frame is when I get enough votes passed. I don't have the answer to that right now, but I'm working every day and trying to achieve that.
But in the meantime, we have, you know, the templates, you know, the poster individuals out there on a daily basis. You know, we got the Jordan Randolphs, you know, the individual who's picked up for the DWI three times, you know, in the last couple of years, including the fatal accident of the William Floyd a week ago Sunday. You know, we have the Tiffany Harrises who've been in and out of jail 12 times involved in the anti-Semitic attacks. Right. You know, we have the Maria. I mean, I go on and on here for another half an hour.
Absolutely. And that's part of what I'm appealing to my colleagues to join us to get this done.
I'm just curious, why in the first place was this thing ever passed, knowing the ramifications of what you and I are talking about today?
Well, because we have a situation in New York State where inserted in the state budget, the governor and others can put in legislation. And that was upheld years ago when George Pataki was governor. He won that protection and went all the way to the Court of Appeals. I don't like the system. I'd like to try to change it. But you have a position where you have a state budget before you that includes language of laws. If you want to vote against it and vote against funding your school districts, and in this case, the permanent property tax was also part of that package, it's a problem. And that's why Senator Martinez, Senator Brooks, Senator Kaplan, Senator Thomas, and a few others went out right away to try to fix this with legislation.
Senator James Gorin, Senator, before we let you go, I know the governor is involved as far as the unveiling of his budget. First off, you know, just one more thing regarding the bail law. I was a little surprised in his state of the state there was no mention of it. I know he had sounded off that certainly it has to be fixed. Were you perplexed at all as well why there was no mention in that in his state of the state address from a couple of weeks ago?
No, not at all. I don't see any significance to that. The way we get this fixed is one-on-one, convincing colleagues to join us.
All right. Now, as far as the overall budget is concerned, I know I had read, it's going to exceed, I think, $175 billion. And we know there's a $6.1 billion deficit. What about school aid? I know that the governor is trying to funnel more aid into some of the poorer districts. You know, we mentioned Riverhead. They're part of that five that they talk about. Maybe eliminate a huge per-student funding gap between poor urban districts and wealthier suburban ones. What about the school aid factor and Medicaid factor? I know those are the two biggest areas of the budget and could be probably the most likely candidates for some sort of substantial cut or holding as far as spending flat. What about those two?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow what exactly the proposal is. But my number one priority in this budget is to make sure that our public school districts, our Long Island school districts, get the funding that they need. And that may mean that cuts have to be made in other areas.
We will wait and see. State Senator James Gorin. Senator, thanks for a couple of minutes this morning.
Thanks so much. Okay, have a good
day. All righty. There you go. All right. You know, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you know, I will say this. You know, with all the problems on the bail reform law, you know, there has to be a complete moratorium. I believe there has to be a moratorium in place. And, you know, as far as Senator Gorman said, it'll be quicker to just get the votes and amend. No, it's not enough. It's absolutely not enough because, you know, you got – it's almost like you get a set of amendments set in column A. I brought up the whole thing as far as discovery and disclosure. You know, that's another guy, John Brooks, Senator Brooks. You know, I mean, this to me is going to take more time to have everything in place, not just kind of piecemeal the changes that have to be made here. To me, it's a complete repeal and a fix. You know, it's almost like the red light camera deal. I bring it up all the time. It's almost like the red light camera deal. We know it's a disaster, yet we're going to keep on going with it until maybe we can somehow amend it down the road while everything's still in place. And I'm talking about the $250,000 study that was done in Suffolk County at some of the key intersections and the 60%, near 60% increase at those key intersections as far as accidents were concerned. But instead of caucusing together and discussing it, pretty much one side feels, you know what, bringing in a lot of money at this point, and God knows Suffolk County needs the revenue, so let's not halt $30 million just to kind of make a sensible approach as far as discussion over this. You know, it's the same correlation here, whether it be the Jordan Randolphs, or the Marie Campiones, whether it be the Tiffany Harrises, and again, on and on and on we go. I was reading another poster boy yesterday. You know, a guy who was picked up for burglary 6 or 7 times, and because of the nature of this thief robbing banks and passing notes in a somewhat civilized way to ask for money, the judge's discretion again halted, and thus this particular guy in and out of jail. Not once, not twice. I kid you not, 8 times. 8. Because the system is so bad right now that judges do not have the discretion. Okay? Even this particular thief was quoted as saying, quote, "I cannot believe they let me out again," unquote. That is a true quote from a crook, okay? So, in essence, you heard Senator Gorin say, it'll be a lot easier to amend, get the votes, and amend it. But you see, it makes more sense. You see, people don't want to admit when they're wrong. That's what bothers me in politics right now. You know, it's all about the ego. It's all about the movement. It's all about the votes. But you see, this is where Democrats can be hurt in a very big way here. Because there is a swell of anger over the last couple of weeks over this. And I mean a swell. And it's going to get to the point. Listen, you have guys on the street right now that are being let out for some real heinous acts of activity here. And they're doing the same thing again, whether it's robbing a bank, whether it's drug dealing, and whether, unfortunately, what will happen many a time in the next couple of weeks, you will have murders by individuals who should have been incarcerated but are not because of this law. And you could tell me till the cows come home. You can tell me till the cows come home that we have amendments in place regarding legislation and everything else. I find it hard to believe, and I'm doing this a long time, watching Albany and everything else, I find it hard to believe that any timely manner, something is going to get corrected of this egregious mistake in this law being passed. And that could come back and bite in the long run come November. Keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on the timeline here. We'll keep an eye on the timeline. You heard Senator Kaplan on Friday with me. You heard Senator Gorin. We'll have more on. We'll get John Brooks on. We'll get them all on. Diane Savino, everybody on who backed this bill. Okay? If they want to come on and talk about it. Still trying to get Michael Janaris. He's the lead guy, lead backer of this bill. Refused to come on. Refused to even get back to us. So you will hold feet to fire here. And believe it or not, we're going to have the governor on the next couple of days. Wanted him on today. There was a possibility. He's getting ready for his address tomorrow as far as the budget and everything else. I get it. We will have him on in the next couple of days.